Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. It's been a while since we've met together on a Wednesday morning. We had 40 days of the serving challenge during Lent, and I played hooky last Wednesday, but it's good to be together with you this Wednesday. Last Wednesday, we were at the beach, so I thought it was appropriate today to, we were not at this beach, at the sandbox here at the preschool, but we were at a tropical beach. You may be able to tell from my tan, this is about as good as it gets. But it's good to be back with you again today, and that got me to thinking about the importance of a Sabbath, taking a break after the busy Lenten season and Holy Week. I needed rest, and it was good. We were fortunate to be able to get away with some friends who had a timeshare at the beach and be able to spend the week with them, be able to get up at no predetermined time, drink a cup of coffee, do some reading, make it to the pool every day, walk on the beach. It was good, but now it's good to be back together. But it's important that we rest, as we think it's one of the commandments, right? Remember the Sabbath, and even God in the creation narrative rested after spending 6 days, as the story goes, creating. It's important for us to rest. When I was in seminary, I took an intensive summer Greek class. So a year's worth of Greek in 6 weeks. It was brutal. They call it suicide Greek because if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger, or something like that. Anyway, one of the things our professor told us was he encouraged us to take a Sabbath, that even though we were spending 4 hours a day in class and then spending another 8 to 10 hours outside of every day studying, that we should take a set aside 24 hours to let our brain rest, literally to let the information that we had learned settle. And not to continue to push ourselves. And I think that model is important. It's important in our lives as humans. It's important in our lives as followers of Jesus to spend time resting and reflecting on the glory of God's creation, to spend time reflecting on the abundance of God's grace and love, to spend time reflecting on things that are even more difficult to reflect upon. During this time of Sabbath or rest, I was also able to spend some time thinking about my dad as it was the 1 year anniversary of his passing. Again, important time to set aside and to give thanks, to grieve, but also to laugh and fondly reflect upon the gift of his life and the memories that I cherish so much. I got to go to a Giants game too, and in honor of him, of course, which was great. But now it's good to be back together, and I hope that you find times either in the course of a day and or in the course of a week to sit and reflect, to spend some time in Sabbath, and not just going, but to really just be. It was a few years ago, we did the Being Challenge, and the importance of just being. Being in the presence of God, being in the presence of God's creation, being in the presence of one another. And now I'm grateful to be in your presence this morning. I look forward to seeing you in church this Sunday or next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.